ஸ்ரீ ஈஸ்வர சுவாமிகள் ஆஃப் திருவண்ணாமலை பை ஸ்ரீ ஆர் கல்யாண சுந்தரம். ஃபார் ஓவர் செவரல் தௌசண்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் இயர்ஸ், திருவண்ணாமலை இன் புராணிக் லிட்ரேச்சர் அஸ் அருணாச்சலா ஹாஸ் பீன் ஏ ஃபேமஸ் பிளேஸ் ஆஃப் பில்கிரிமேஜ். திஸ் கிரேட் சேக்ரட் ஸ்பாட் ஹாஸ் இன்ஸ்டல்ட் டிவோஷன் இன் டு செவரல் சோல்ஸ் அண்ட் இன் அடிஷன் டு தட் இட் ஹஸ் ஆல்சோ ப்ரொடியூஸ்ட் several highly evolved souls who have illuminated the spiritual firmament of our sacred motherland. Among such luminaries we had in our midst Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi, Sri Swami Seshadri and other great souls. This line of spiritual hierarchy had also in our midst till quite recently in the embodied existence of the sacred personality known as Ishwara Swamigal. Sri Ishwara Swamigal was born on 22nd of November 1880 in a village in South Arcot district. Even while he was young, he was brilliant in his studies. In addition to learning the Vedas according to the family tradition, he was fairly proficient in astrology, astronomy and medicine. He was also proficient in both Sanskrit and Tamil and had natural talents for poetic compositions. Though he was leading a happy and peaceful family life at Tirukoyilur and was above wants, he found solace only in Atmajnanam and was almost always lost in meditation. He used to sit beside the river near Tirukoyilur and concentrate on Arunachala, which was visible from there. He took Arunachala itself as the center of his aim and got happiness, bliss, sweetness and joy from such meditation without actually doing Hatha Yoga or similar yogic practices. He concentrated on the inhaling and exhaling of breath and was deeply engrossed in self-inquiry. Before he was 30 years of age, his parents and dear relatives attained the feet of the Lord, and being freed of all mundane ties, he came to Arunachala on the 28th of February 1911, the day of Mahashivaratri. From that date, he continued to stay at this sacred sthala till his Mahasamadhi in July 1958. He was dwelling in the caves of the hill and living in isolated places for a number of years. Sri Ishwara Swamigal and Bhagavan Sri Ramana were practically living together in Virupaksha cave, Skandashramam and various other places. Together, they used to perform Giri Pradakshinam occasionally. It was only in 1922 that Sri Ramana shifted his ashramam. The very fact that Siddharanta Bharati, in his foreword to the book Arunachala Mahatmyam, compiled by Sri Ishwara Swamigal as early as 1928, has expressed that Ishwara Swami is loved by Ramana is ample testimony to the high esteem in which Sri Ramana had for Ishwara Swamigal. Also, Sri Seshadri Swami used to express that Ishwara Swami is great. He is an avaduta. He has come from the mountains. The omniscient trio of Ramana, Seshadri and Ishwara were living in close proximity to one another in the same town from 1911 to 1922, radiating asceticism, tapas and siddhis, marvelous in themselves. Brushing aside these as little importance, Ishwara Swamigal was glowing with Arul Jnana Jyoti. After living in the caves and on the hill, he was allowed to stay within the Arunachala temple itself for over 30 years. In due course, the Swami gathered around him many worthy disciples and admirers, at whose special request, and also with a view to benefit all pious souls for hungering spiritual enlightenment, the valuable Tamil edition of Arunachala Mahatmyam was published in 1922. An English rendering of this work was published in 1951 by the Ramana Sachidananda Mandali, Mathunga, Bombay, 19. The 1928 Tamil edition of this book is in Sri Ramanashramam's library, and the 1951 English edition with a preface by Major Chadwick is in the Nova Scotia Arunachala Ashrama Library. The saints, sages, and avatar purushas purvey to mankind now and then the required spiritual food. Swami Ishwaras was one such feeder of mankind. He established the reality, the existence of God, not simply on the ground of scripture or tradition, but on the exposition of the subtle truths about the visible and invisible universes. The beautiful smiles employed by him were very apt, and on deep reflection, one who came into contact with him would simply be charmed. A study of the various poems composed by him and the answers given by him to several inquiries reveal that the harmony and depth of thought displayed by him were elevating and grand. It is common knowledge to all how Jatini Shanmuga Yogini was devoted to Swamigal and served him throughout her life with rare bhakti and one-pointed attention. After a brief illness, diabetic coma, during which period the best medical aid was administered by his loving devotees, the saint shed his mortal coil and attained Mahanirvana at 6 p.m. on Friday, the 18th of July, 1958. His sacred remains were interred at the southern side of Isanyamat. His Mahasamadhi, Guru Puja, Moksha Deepam and Aradhana were performed on 27th, 28th and 29th July 1958. Food and clothing were liberally distributed to several sadhus and the poor on the occasion. The unique feeling of the intensity of love, affection and esteem towards the saint witnessed amongst those present was touching to see and moved even strong hearts. The authority of Isanyamat Sri Ramanatha Swami, the authorities of temple, Sri Kandikeswara Ayyar, banker, Sri Rangachari advocate, and a host of others were prominent amongst those who guided the celebrations. May the ever-surviving and all-pervading soul of the saint Ishwara Swamigal shower his choicest blessings from his immortal abode and guide the humanity in matters not only spiritual but also temporal. Sourced from The Call Divine, January 1959.